With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions that you wish to ask. And then she can either type a response or use their voice-to-text feature, and MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she overcame. This book becomes a legacy. It's something that you and future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. And this is something that Ethan and I had been thinking about doing with our parents. We have this podcasting equipment, so we wanted to find a way for them to tell their story. But I love this because it's so regimented. They send them a question every week, and it just makes it really easy and turnkey. And it just seems like a great way for us to get our parents' stories down so that our children and our children's children can have them. So if you're interested, check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code ATTWG at checkout for 15% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use code ATTWG for 15% off today. We sleep better when we sleep cool. As the weather is getting warmer, staying cool while we sleep will be top of mind. Organic and natural bedding sleeps cooler than cheaper synthetic alternatives, and they last longer too. A fresh season calls for a fresh start, and that includes your bed. From seriously soft organic cotton sheets to breathable silk and luxurious down duvets, Avocado Green's bedding makes it easy to reset your space sustainably. Perfect for hot sleepers in warmer months, Avocado Green sheets and duvet inserts are naturally breathable and help regulate temperature, so you sleep cool, dry, and comfortable all night long. Avocado bedding is thoughtfully designed and expertly crafted for lasting durability. From reinforced stitching to premium long staple organic fibers, every detail is made to stand the test of time, wash after wash, season after season. We sleep better when we sleep cool, so head to avocadomattress.com today to save 10% on all bedding and 50% on clearance bedding. Avocado, dream of better. Has it ever felt like you're doing everything right? You're eating healthy, you're working out, and yet your energy still crashes, or your mood swings hit out of nowhere, like a twist in a crime story that you didn't see coming. Listen, I've been there too, and what I've discovered is that many of these issues could be tied to hormonal imbalances, like a hidden criminal lurking in the background, throwing everything off track. But here's the good news. This is one mystery that you can solve with Happy Mammoth. There's no need for a long investigation. Just take the free 2-minute quiz from Happy Mammoth. You answer a few questions about what you're experiencing and where you're at in life, and you'll uncover the real culprit behind your hormonal symptoms. And the best part? After taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help you balance your hormones so you can finally feel like yourself again. According to a survey, after taking Hormone Harmony, 86% of women started to lose weight. 77% said that it improved their mood. And the biggest benefit? 100% of women surveyed said they're feeling like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code ATTWG at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code ATTWG for 15% off today.
Darkcast Network, the light shines brightest on our indie podcasts.
Hey there, it's Kona. We are hard at work on season 4 and we'll be getting that to you soon. In the meantime, what I have for you this week is an episode of Misty Mysteries. Misty Mysteries is another Darkcast Network podcast, and she covers true crime and paranormal topics. This episode is on the disappearance of Brian Vladek Hassel. And this is a case that I'm so thankful she covered for a couple of reasons. One, it's one that I've been following since the beginning, and I've been wanting to do an episode on it. Like other recent cases, the reason I've held off on doing an episode is because I kept on thinking he was going to be found. Unfortunately, that's not the case at this moment, though I do have high hopes that that will change any day. The other reason I'm so excited to bring this to you is because Vladek's sister, Bethany, has been tirelessly searching for her brother and getting his story out there on social media since the very beginning. And she worked with Keely on this episode. So it's really great to have her, you know, be able to get her voice out there and her family's voice out there as well. And I'm so thankful that Keely was able to do that and put out this episode. So my goal this week is to introduce you to the story of Vladek Hassel, introduce you to Misty Mysteries if you haven't listened before, and to bring you a few updates on our show. One of the reasons we haven't started season four yet is because we've been slightly busy with a little side project. We are coming out with a book. It's not anything too crazy. It's basically a compilation of the cases that we've already covered on the podcast. It's going to cover episode one up until about halfway through season three. I'm really excited, and we're just putting the finishing touches on it now. If you're a member of our Patreon at any level, we are going to be able to give you a copy of the ebook for free. And for everyone else, we hope to have it out on Amazon very quickly. It will eventually be an audiobook, but that's down the line, and I didn't want to delay the publishing of the actual book any longer because, you know, recording all of that again in book form is going to take quite some time. But I'm really excited, and keep an eye out on our social media platforms because I will be posting polls for you to help us choose a cover. I have a couple of different designs, and I would love to hear what you all think about it. As always, I thank you for your support. I thank you for listening. I thank you for your patience. And season four will be coming up soon. Our next episode is actually going to be an update episode on some of the cases that we've already covered that have had smaller updates that we haven't done full episodes on. So keep an eye out for that, and then we will come back to you with season four. But for now, please enjoy this episode of Misty Mysteries on the disappearance of Brian Vladek Hassel. Thanks. Talk to you guys soon.
Welcome to Misty Mysteries. I'm your host, Keely, and this is a true crime and paranormal podcast. Today's a very special episode because you'll be hearing from Bethany. She is the sister of a missing young man named Brian Vladek Hassel. Throughout the episode, you will be hearing audio clips from Bethany that she has sent over to me and allowed me to share with all of you. As a bit of background on Vladek, before we hear the interview with his sister Bethany, I want to give you a little bit of information on Vladek. Please know all this information is from Vladek's family and the website they have created called findvladekhassel.wixsite.com. In 2004, when he was 5 years old, he and his older sister Irina were adopted by their family from their home country of Russia. After his adoption, he was given the name Brian, but he chooses to go by Vladek. And out of respect for him, this is the name you'll hear him by throughout the episode from both me and Bethany. At the time of Vladek's disappearance, he was living with his father in East Orlando, Florida, in an apartment complex near University of Central Florida campus. This is the place Vladek was last seen on November 15th, 2021. Vladek last spoke with his family on November 6th, 2021, when he called his sister Irina on the phone. This day was also the last day with any confirmed sightings of Vladek when he was asked to leave a coffee place called Foxtails by an officer. Bethany will go more into the incident that happened at Foxtails.
Place that Vladek has been known to hang out at a lot over 2021 was Foxtail Coffee House. The manager there said that Vladek would come in a couple times a week and get a cup of coffee and pace around the coffee shop with his coffee, listening to his music with his earbuds, and sometimes he would sing and that kind of thing. And the manager had mentioned that there had been some complaints in the past about his behavior from patrons there, since it was atypical for a coffee shop. And every time the employees of Foxtail would approach him and let him know, okay, it's time to sit down, keep it down, you're singing too loud, that kind of thing, Vladek would always comply. As other information has been discovered, we found out that Vladek received a trespass warning for Foxtail just the day after my dad left town. Apparently, Vladek had gone to Foxtail Coffee on November 4th. The day before Dad left, and a customer complained or made a complaint to a worker saying that Vladek was making him feel uncomfortable, and that person was decided that he was going to leave. So he left. So they didn't really say anything to Vladek. Vladek had left some point after that. Well, I guess that person came back around and saw Vladek sitting outside the coffee shop, and he made another complaint to the people that worked at Foxtail and said, I also want you to let you know the person that I complained about, he had placed a pocket knife on the table. So since Foxtail has a zero weapons policy, they decided to go ahead and issue a trespass warning for Vladek. And when the officer came out, you know, Vladek had already left again, so they weren't able to issue it on November 4th. So they had decided, you know, the next time Vladek comes in, we'll go ahead and issue it. So Saturday morning, November 6th, he calls Irina, his biological sister. They have about a 5-minute conversation. She said nothing was out of the ordinary with that conversation. They were just checking in on each other. It was about 2 a.m., so it wasn't that odd for them to talk about that time. That was kind of a typical time for them. And then later on that morning, he goes back to Foxtail, and when he gets back there, they go ahead and have an officer come back out to issue the trespass warning. And Vladek was very respectful during the whole thing. The officer didn't tell him why he was getting the trespass warning, just that, you know, it's private business, they just can kind of thing. You know, we were able to get the body cam footage, and he just seemed very confused as to what was going on, and he just seemed really hurt, because that Foxtail was, you know, like a safe haven for him and a place he would go to often. And that was kind of like his refuge. During the body cam footage, you know, the officer was like, do you have a phone on you? And Vladek said, no, it's back at my apartment. To not use his phone after that, like, I worry that he had a mental break after that, because, you know, that was a big part of his life. He had a lot of pride in going to Foxtail. Like, he had talked to me, he had talked to Dad about, you know, people really seem to like my singing, people really like my voice, I could probably do something with this someday. And we never really knew where he was, quote unquote, singing or who he was singing to. But come to find out, you know, after speaking with the manager at Foxtail a little bit more, some people would even come around Vladek's table and listen to his singing. Or And then the times that he would be singing with his headphones, find out people had made complaints about it. But in Vladek's mind, you know, people really enjoyed his voice. So, you know, that must have been just devastating to have a place that you would go to so often and just not be able to go there anymore. I have nothing against Foxtail. Like, I understand issuing the trespass warning. I get it. You have to protect your customers. But I just wonder if how hard Vladek really took that. Seeing the look in his eyes, he just seemed devastated. And he stopped using his phone that day, stopped using his card that day. I worry that he kind of snapped mentally and emotionally.
His dad left town to meet with Bethany for a planned birthday trip to Tennessee. This trip was a 10-day trip that Vladek was invited to go to, but chose not to go since he wanted to stay at home. Vladek was left with $100 in cash and his dad's credit card for any food he would need when he was home alone. His dad also offered to stock the fridge before leaving, but Vladek said it was more than enough food. During this time, Vladek was left without a vehicle since the car he shared with his dad was in the shop. And since he had kind of gone through a change recently to more of a minimalist, he also only had a flip phone instead of a smartphone.
Something that Vladek has always talked about over the years is his desire to join the Marines and to become a Marine. So when he enlisted and graduated, that was like a dream come true for him and something he's always been very proud of. But it ended up not being quite what he expected it to be. He had always envisioned to be a like sharpshooter. Like that would be his dream position with the Marines. And he even got a marksmanship award with the Marines during boot camp. But after he graduated, he received a desk position and it didn't fit well with him. Vladek has never been one that's been able to sit still, stand still. So he told us that he found a way to get a discharge with the Marines. When Vladek got back from his time with the Marines, he seemed to really struggle to see and determine what the next steps would be from there. The jobs that he had tried didn't seem to stick more than a day or two. He didn't give them much of a chance. And he kind of went back and forth between staying with one of my older sisters and then staying with my dad for a time. And he just seemed to be going through bouts of what is perceived to us as depression. Back in beginning of 2021, Vladek had kind of like a change in character where he really became fixated on heaven and he would start discussions about, you know, why are we even here when we can just be in heaven? And why do we need all these things of this world? You know, they don't matter. And he gave away some of his personal belongings, like his tablet, that kind of thing. He told my dad that he broke his phone at one point in time over last summer because it was a distraction to him. He started helping and reaching out to the homeless population and the unhoused and bringing different groups of people meals and food. And he would even bring people in and sit down with them in restaurants and eat with them and just hear their story.
These things are important to know because this meant that Vladek would need to walk wherever he needed to go, and also because when his dad returned home on November 15, 2021, after getting his car back from the shop, Vladek's phone was left dead in his room near a phone charger, and there was only one charge on the credit card.
It's just odd that the last time the credit card that my dad left with him was used was that morning, you know, for that cup of coffee. And there was no other charges on the card since then. And his cell phone was left in the apartment and, you know, it was still there when my dad got home. And Irina, his biological sister, like she had tried reaching out to him multiple times later that night, like five times calling his phone multiple times the following day and throughout each day throughout the week. And he never called her back. He wouldn't let her worry. Like, he would at least let her know what was going on and what his thoughts were. And it just, nothing of this adds up. Like, where could he be? Why hasn't he at least told Irina that he's okay?
The apartment, when his father returned from his trip, also seemed like it had not been lived in. There was no food or drink missing, and there was no dirty dishes in the sink.
The weeks and months leading up to his disappearance, it just seemed like his mental health kind of deteriorated more and more. A couple days before my dad left for the trip, Vladek started talking about archangels and demons and you gotta be dark to kill the dark and wasn't making a lot of sense at all. And my dad brought these concerns of how he wasn't making a whole lot of sense up to one of my sisters. And she tried to tell my dad that, you know, maybe you should have someone come out and check on him, make sure he's okay, see if he might need like some help, you know. And my dad, you know, was like, oh no, Vladek will know what to say and nothing will come of it kind of thing. So like the next day or a couple days later, my dad leaves for the trip for Tennessee. It was a planned trip. Vladek was invited to join. We were going up there just to get away 10 days for my birthday. Dad leaves for that trip. And at the time, a couple days prior to that, the car that my dad and Vladek share, it had broken down while Vladek was out and about. So it was currently in the shop and Vladek didn't have access to a vehicle while my dad was gone. So my dad asked him about if he wanted him to fill up the fridge for him before he left. And Vladek said, oh no, this is plenty. And dad left him with, you know, about $100 and a credit card and asked him to bring in a package that was supposed to arrive, you know, in a few days. And Vladek said that he would. After my dad left, he had reached out to Vladek to check in on him throughout those 10 days, texting, calling. We were up in the mountains, so it was hard to get signal. So unsure how successful it was to send those messages to him, but there just wasn't any response. And when my dad got back to Florida, he picked up the car from the shop on the way back into town and got back to the apartment and, you know, Vladek wasn't there. And it didn't even seem like anything was touched or the food in the fridge seemed about the same, no new dishes. Like, it didn't even seem like Vladek was staying there at all.
Vladek was reported to be seen by a maintenance man at the apartment complex on the 12th and another renter in the complex on the 15th, but no cameras were able to pick up Vladek during this time.
As more information has come to light and been discovered, you know, there was a potential sighting of Vladek on Friday the 12th by a maintenance worker that had worked in the apartment complex. He said he saw Vladek at the basketball court and they spoke for a little bit. That maintenance worker had called my dad since his number was on the original flyer and left a voicemail stating what he remembered of his interaction. And my dad is hard of hearing. When the maintenance worker also mentioned about, you know, we should check the woods because Vladek is known to hang out there and smoke and sing, my dad thought he said, check the woods because Vladek went into the woods, but that wasn't the case. The initial tip from the maintenance worker to the sheriff's office talks about Vladek going into the woods, but we were able to correct that a couple days later after re-listening to the voicemail and realizing that he was just saying to check the woods because that's one of the places where he hangs out kind of thing. There was another person in the apartment complex that knew Vladek and played basketball with him that said Vladek came to his door on early Monday morning, November 15th. Like 3 a.m, knocking on his door, asking if he could stay there. And the guy told him that he didn't have room, like his girlfriend, their kids were there, and they'd be up in a few hours to get ready for school. And when his friend told him that he couldn't, he then asked his friend, you know, do you have a gun? And his friend said, no, Vlad, I don't have a gun. I can't be around that. I have a record. I can't do that. Why do you need a gun? Is someone bothering you? Like, what's going on? And Vladek said, it's for an animal. So he tried to get Vladek to talk a little bit more and stay and see what was going on. And he said Vladek just seemed like he just wanted to get out of there. And he said that he was going to go off the grid somewhere no one can find him.
His father waited until Wednesday, November 17th, to see if he would come home, since Vladek was told his dad would come home Tuesday night. But when Vladek didn't come home on Wednesday, he was reported missing by Bethany.
My dad had told Vladek that he probably wouldn't be back in town until the following night, so he wasn't too overly concerned about it. So when the next day came around and still no sign of Vladek, Vladek is a night owl, so we had decided maybe he'll show up late that night and see what happens kind of thing. So the following morning, when still no sign of Vladek, we decided to go ahead and call them to report him as a missing person. The officer that came out to take the report, he went into Vladek's room and he saw a pair of pants that Vladek is known to wear a lot, gold sparkly legging kind of pants. And he started to describe Vladek to my dad before he even saw a picture of Vladek. And he said, you know, isn't Vladek blonde hair, about 5'7", husky guy, usually wear those kinds of pants. And dad's like, yeah, that describes him pretty well. And the officer was like, I know Vladek. He approached me and my partner just recently, and he thanked us for our service, and he started to have a conversation with us.
When Vladek was reported missing, he was 22 years old. He had a birthday on December 20th, making him now 23 years old. He was last seen wearing a black hoodie, khaki shorts, red slides, with black socks. He is a white male with blonde hair, blue eyes, and he is 5'8" and weighs around 210 to 230 pounds. At this point in the podcast, I want to give the floor to Bethany and share with you Bethany telling us a little bit about her family, how they met Vladek and Irina, and some stories that she remembers fondly about her brother.
Just a little backstory on our family. There is 8 of us siblings altogether. Vladek has 1 older brother and 6 sisters. I am one of them, and he is the youngest in our family. We adopted Irina and Vladek from Russia when Irina was 11 and Vladek was 5. In 2004, they came into our lives. We hosted Irina for 10 days and she was immediately felt like family. So found out that she had a younger brother as well. And we started the adoption process for both of them. And 5 to 6 months later, my younger sister Kristen and I joined my parents and we went to Russia for about 3 to 4 weeks. We went to see some of the different sites of Russia while we were there those few weeks and just to create some memories together. And one of the things I'll always remember of that time that we were over there is that Vladek, Irina, they only knew a few words of English at the time. So trying to keep Vladek nearby as we're seeing the Kremlin was quite the feat. Irina would always be yelling after him, "Vladek, idi suda," which meant come here, or "Saditsa," which meant sit down. So those were a couple of the words that will always stick with me. And there were some other couples nearby that could see his energetic spirit and tried to help out with encouraging him. You can't just go running off around in the public because you might get lost or hurt. I remember this one little old lady who we did not know pulled Vladek aside and had this stern conversation with him that I have no idea what she said, but he seemed to nod and understand where she was coming from, that she was worried that he's just a little kid. He was about 5 years old at this time and wanting to have fun and play and not know much better. But she ended up inviting us over to her house to have dinner with her and her family. Those are the memories that I'm going to remember from our time there. Those quirky moments. You know, years later, he's much older now. He's still going up to people and wanting to hear their story and talk with them. That's just him. That's Vladek. He has a heart for people around him and he just wants to hear their stories.
I really want to thank Bethany for taking the time to put this all together and for sharing such personal stories with us for this episode. And now I want to remind you about Vladek. Vladek is a white male with blonde hair, blue eyes. He is 5'8" and weighs around 210 to 230 pounds. He is a 23-year-old and he was last seen wearing black hoodie, khaki shorts, red slides with black socks.
He's never lived outside of living with a family member. And we're now going on 9.5, almost 10 months that he's been missing. I am so worried about his safety and his well-being. It is my biggest fear that he is not okay right now. And I will keep searching and I will keep looking for him until I know that he is okay, because he matters. He has such a huge heart for people around him and he deserves all that right back at him. So please keep sharing. Please keep getting his face and his story out there. You can make a difference right where you're at with just a click of a button. You can help bring him home. You can help ensure his safety and his well-being. And if he is okay out there and if he is doing well and able to support himself, that's fine. That's great. But we just don't know. We need to know. We love him so very much and we need to ensure that he is okay. And I won't stop searching until I know without a shadow of a doubt that my brother is okay. And if Vladek, if you hear this, I love you so very much. You matter and we'll keep fighting for you no matter the cost. I love you, bro.
If you know anything, no matter how small it is, anything, no matter how small or how big, can make a difference and help bring Vladek home, call the Orange County Sheriff's Office Missing Persons Unit at 407-254-7000, case number 218-3864.
Florida and Arts helped share Vladek's story, and I really liked what he said about it really does take a team when someone goes missing. Each person that hears his story has an opportunity to help ensure that that missing person is safe and okay by just resharing, helping getting their face out there, their story out there. You never know how your friend group can be connected to a different friend group who might have some interaction with them. Vladek would talk to so many people, and I've already received tips over the months from different various strangers who remember interactions with Vladek before he disappeared. If we can just get his story out there to the people that had these interactions with him, more pieces of this puzzle will come together. Every little tip matters, even leading up to his disappearance, because those are pieces of the puzzle that we need. Other places that he would hang out, other people that he would hang out with, those are pieces of a puzzle that is missing right now. The more you can help spread awareness for him, it is so, so very appreciated. So I just want to thank each of you for taking the time to continue to be a part of Team Vladek and helping find answers for him. He matters. Now let's find Vladek.
I now want to end this episode with a voicemail that Vladek left his mom in September of 2021, so you can know what his voice sounds like.
Hey mom, it's me, Vlad. I just wanted to tell you that the reason I'm staying behind is I just don't have any real interest seeing the game live. I mean, you know, Dad's more into it than I am, truthfully. I'm just going to stay back and relax and let you guys have a relaxing time together and enjoy the game. I'm going to watch the Bucks game here on the big flat screen TV. So yes, I'm doing all right. I love you. I hope you guys have a wonderful 2 days. Relax and spend some time together. All right. See you another time. Love you so much. All right.
I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro, and I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. And getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that, too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers, while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge. And now I'm so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why MyLowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.